This is a public safety announcement brought to you by Tidbits Pod. There's a rumour going around that Tidbits Pod has a new fishing net on the market. Don't get caught up in it. All right, chums, back once again with the ill behaviour. Same step, same rap channel. Update, the cat has moved. And we've had two little cucarachas have come by, which is fucking grim. So I'm considering doing this one as a little walk and talk. Matey boy that was on his phone before, he's eating a lot of watermelon and he's just sitting on his bench. And he's eating it with a spoon, which is quite civilized. Nice to see. But yeah, still here at the park. And this is a double bubble record, if any of you have not heard the last one. And yes, thanks for asking, my face still fucking hurts on that side, so I think I'm going to release these two at 2:30, which can be a little joke for us and for the dentists. And yeah, we're drugged up though, and I think those have kicked in a bit, so you can probably hear I'm kind of grumbling a bit. And yeah, I think we're hot to trot, hod to pod kind of thing. So this episode, as promised, let's talk about some recent trips. And and as you know, I live in Taichung. That's where I am now, on the fashionable west side of Taiwan, where all of the big conurbations are. And I'm in Taichung Park, which again, I cannot stress enough, Taichung Park is not a Korean midfielder. It's very important that you know that. This is actually a place, and it's alive and in glorious Technicolor. And yeah, some nice people milling about. The cucarachas are doing their thing. I'm just hoping I don't get one crawling up my back, because whenever I see one, I always get just like a bit of dread, like they're going to crawl up my legs or something, you know. Like... Have you seen that bit in The Mummy where it gets under his skin? I feel that whenever I see a cockroach. But yeah, so as I said in the last one, I'm a fucking busy man. But Saturdays are reserved for some travels or some, you know, some generic shenanigans. You know, that's my day. You know, that's when you'll, or when I'll go to the cinema or whatever. Get some bits, or indeed go out for some travels. But anyway, Meowley County, how's that for the cat? Maybe that turned his head. I wonder what Chinese for meow is. Ni hao. There's got to be a pun there. But yeah, so Meowley, it's got this place, and it's an old railway line, but now it does little train tours, and you can go down on the track and stuff and take your pictures and whatnot. And yeah, for these train experience things, everyone, like, you go down to the track and then you'll get your own little go-kart thing that, I mean, it looks like a little train carriage and it runs on the old rails. So it's like you're in your own little roller coaster car, but crucially, it's limited to about 12 kilometers an hour. So the focus is all on the scenery and the sights and stuff rather than the frills and the spills of the ride itself. And luckily we were just in the back, so you can just mess about on your phone and that. And then there was a responsible lad and his partner were in the front, so we could just chill beans. And yeah, no, it's fucking nice. And so I think what I'd do is just give you a couple of highlights of that. And so I think my favourite bit was, like, when you go, so you're sort of going through all the old track and you see there's the old station and stuff. And I was reading a bit about it, that it's an old Japanese building, like built with no nails, like mastercrafted station and whatnot. And yeah, so you're on the track and you're looking out, and yeah, did I say there's a massive bridge that looks out on all the countryside. And we went, it was at sunset as well, so that was really, really nice. And what you can do at the end, or what you need to do actually, they sort of turf you off so that all the little carriages can turn around, and then you get off and you go down and you can see all the old rail bridges that have all crumbled away and stuff from the past. And yeah, I don't think I've set this up very well, so hang on, I'll get up. Let's consult the online assistant. Aha, right. Yes. So the premier rail experience in Miaoli County is the Old Mountain Line Rail Bike, Taiwan's first system of its kind. It repurposes a century-old railway into a scenic journey through mountains and tunnels using electric-assisted vehicles. Yeah, so it's really nice, and we were on these, yeah, they're rail bikes. And so, yeah, you go down, like, through all the tunnels and that, and then you get off and explore. But, yeah, the highlight was, well, another highlight was on the way back, it was dark for us, so we'd seen the sunset. And then on the way back, you're going back through all these old rail tunnels, and they're full of bats, which was fucking mental. So everyone's, it's quite quiet, but you're driving along, and because there's about 20 of them, they're all sort of click-clacking on the rails. All the bats get a bit spooked, and they start flying overhead. And it was kind of like, you know that bit in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory film, when they're going through that tunnel, and the mowers keep on mowing, and the rowers keep on rowing. Da, 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 da. I've got the tune slightly wrong there, made it sound a bit like a striptease, but yeah, the Gene Wilder one with the freaky as fuck sort of chocolate river. It's a mad scene. Yeah, it reminded me of that. And side note, £1 million idea, actually, if you fancy it. I've got a spin-off idea for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And let's just say it's a remake or a rebrand. And what it is, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, big letters. And then in walks the king. And he just says a little thing like, I'm the king and I'm going to show you my bum hole. And yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory could just be King Charles III in his bathroom. Obviously with a camera, maybe a little crew. And maybe a series of mirrors so he can talk about the detail and stuff. But that's nice, isn't it? Wholesome. Could be a sort of, I don't know, BBC Two daytime kind of thing. Yeah, just after Loose Women or whatever. See a bit of Charlie's Chocolate Factory. But yeah, you know the deal by now. I have the ideas. You bring them to life and then we can share the profits. That's the deal. But right, and I think that's about it for the Miaoli train line experience thing. And yeah, actually, at the train station, like the one, I mean, the actual train station, the one you go before cabbing it to the old railway line, at San Yi Station, we were walking and we're waiting for our cab and whatever, and just in the middle of the car park, no one around, there was just this bike, motorbike, left, engine running, again, no one around. And it was just mental. I just couldn't believe it, that no one was stealing it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a load of little videos, and I'm going to call the series something like, someone would have stolen that if we were in England, like this kind of thing. So, yeah, because, I mean, I've been here for years now, and I'm used to seeing, you know, bikes with, I mean, everyone leaves their helmets and stuff on their bikes and whatever. But, yeah, this one was, well, it was mad. It was just absolutely ready just for someone to rob. Like, engine running for ages. Like, we were waiting for our Uber and we were waiting for at least 5 minutes. And it was already there running when we arrived. So who knows how long it had been there for. But yeah, it's mad. It's the same with buses here, actually. So you'll be on a bus and then all of a sudden, like, the bus driver will just pull over at a stop and then he'll apologise in Chinese and then just fuck off inside a shop. Something, just go for a piss. Like, and the bus is just still running and all the passengers are still just sitting and waiting, like just as if it's a normal thing. And it's mental. Like, I mean, yeah, if that was in London, people would just, you know, they would just drive the bus away, wouldn't they? They would get into the little thing. I mean, especially as here, there's no little, no driver's booth. You know, the bit, so in, for the non-Londoners, in London, there's a special, little Perspex box that the drivers have to sit in, because one, they don't have to handle change anymore. Change comes from within, whatever. They just beep on. But also it stops the British public from spitting on them and fighting them and shit. But yeah, Taiwan, it's just a totally different experience. And yeah, maybe, I don't know, pessimistically, maybe the punishments are worse here or something, but like maybe it's just, I don't know, they can be trusted with nice things, but I don't know. Either way, I'm going to put some pictures together and then I'm going to call it something like, oh, fucking hell, someone would have stolen that in England kind of thing. And yeah, I remember once I was doing some white van man stuff, men with Ven, all sorted out by my mate Chip back in the day. Thanks again, Chip. Yeah, anyway, I was a labourer for a bit, like from when I was 16 or whatever up to my early 20s. I was out on and off for this lovely little company. And yeah, driving along, can't remember who I was with, but we're looking out the window. It might have even been Chip, right? And from the window of the van, we're in South London, and this guy, he'd just gone into a phone box. So we saw him ride his bike up. He's just on a little push bike. And he did that cool thing, you know, that some people do with their bikes where the bike's still moving, but he was just standing on the one pedal. And then he just sort of stepped off it like he was stepping into a yard. You know, like cash kind of thing. He looked slick as fuck. But it rolled to a stop and he just got off it. And then, yeah, so he did that. And then went into his phone box. And then out of nowhere, like it was just perfectly planned, these two passers-by, these little utes dem, they just did this perfectly choreographed heist. You know, like, so one of them, the faster one, he went up and he held the door of the phone box. So the bike's parked outside, matey boy's inside the box. And now there's a guy holding the door shut of the phone box. And then the other guy has taken the bike and he's riding away on the bike. And then, obviously, I think the fast one just, because the other guy's still got to open the door or whatever, so he's got a bit of a head start. So this guy can just catch up to the guy on the bike. And then they just rode away. It was cinema. I mean, it was so opportunistic. This, you know, no one uses phone boxes anymore. So it's like, what the hell is happening there? Probably a drug dealer or something anyway, so he had it coming. But it was just the way that it was just kind of second nature. You know, these guys didn't chat it through and go, oh my God, he's inside the phone box. Here's what we're going to do. You hold the door. You know, but there was nothing through it, you know, like sort of, you know, standing there with Clooney and the blueprints or whatever. And they're going through all the different scenarios or whatever, setting the plans. They didn't even break stride. And then bang, in the phone box, bike gone. And this, you know, we're not parked. This is all in the time of us watching it from slow-moving traffic. So it's just slick as fuck. But, yeah, impressive. But, yeah, South London, you leave your bike unattended for... Well, you're not even unattended. Slightly hindered access to it. And it's fucking gone. Whereas here, you can leave your motorbike engine running and it will still be there. You can trust it. But yeah, anyway, trips. So this weekend was Labor Day, and yeah, the Miaoli County, that was a couple of weeks ago, whatever. But this week we had the Friday off, and yeah, so instead of messing about in Taichung and kind of wasting the day, we ended up going up to Yangmingshan, which is, it's a fashionable hot springs place just in, up in the north of Taipei. And it was fucking brilliant. And yeah, it turned out I'd been to the area before with work, but this trip was just to chill beans. As I say, I've been busy. I mean, we wanted to just have a nice time and whatever. So I took the train up there, really smooth, got some nice sandwiches for the journey. You know, you can kind of be smug as well when you've reserved seats. We're sitting there with our sandwiches and then, you know, looking at the people that would be us normally standing and looking like dickheads. But yeah, so smooth journey, nice and easy. Just straight up to Taipei Main Station and then got a bus from there, which, yeah, we were like, oh, the bus comes every hour. Got to the station, got to the little bus stop 15 minutes early. And the bus was 15 minutes early. It was like perfect. But yeah, one, two, miss a few. We're up in Yangmingshan. We've checked in and whatever. So we got up there and then had a little bit of an explore in that because, I mean, yeah, it's hard to just chill beans, isn't it? It was nice to just get a little orientation, go for a little walk and whatever. And there's loads of nice little tracks and rivers and waterfalls and stuff. So yeah, just a nice little stroll, taking pictures and stuff. And then, yeah, we got a little hot chocolate and just took our time, headed back. And yeah, the highlight though of that whole place was in the room. So just a normal room. If it was any old hotel, it would have just been like, yeah, that's a three out of five or whatever. But the thing that elevated it was this proper spa bath sort of thing. And the water that it fills up with, it's actually plumbed straight out of the ground, you know, so it's all full of minerals and stuff. So it was fucking nice. And, you know, it just smelled like it was good for you. You know, it had that sort of methane-y, sulfury vibe. But you get used to that and then you get into the water and, well, yeah, my flat doesn't even have a bath in it. So any bath would have been nice. But this one, it was looking out on the trees and stuff. And obviously, like, it's all full of salty mineral water. So you float in it like you're in the Dead Sea kind of thing. It was lovely. And yeah, we had the night there. And then the next day, rinsed out the free breakfast before heading out. And oh, yeah. Maybe I've mentioned it before. Do you remember I was doing a health kick? That briefly went out the window because they had bacon there. So I ended up eating a whole fucking tray of bacon between just shitty bread sort of thing. Beautiful. And it was not even good bacon either. It was that kind of American, you know, that sort of streaky bacon stuff. It's a bit like leather, but nice. I don't know. Anyway, so I just ate too much pork and, yeah, the little journey back down into Taipei on the windy bus was fucking horrendous kind of thing because we're carrying all our stuff and we didn't get seats. So it's just so grim. But then, yeah, back in Taipei and we caught up with my old pal from training. Legend. Like, she'd... we'd been at the same training at work when I first came over here. One of my first mates in Taiwan. So that was really nice. And she's since gone off to bigger and better things, like moved to Japan and all that, like a proper professor, you know what I mean? Not just teaching. And yeah, maybe actually I'll get her on for her own episode in the future rather than doxing her out all the details here. But yeah, her mum listens and, or apparently she does, which blows my mind. And yeah, what you can do is go and follow her mum's cat's Instagram account. That would be nice, wholesome. So yeah, the cat is called Henry Blue. He's a good lad and you'll get some premium little captions and stuff. Trying to get this guy interested in his own little Instagram, but he's not even hunting the cockroaches at this point. And yeah, obviously you can't see, but I'm talking to a Chinese cat here. But yeah, follow Henry Blue. He's a good lad. And so we met up with my mate and then we went up to Yelio, which is, it's another famous natural site up in, it's up on the fashionable north coast of Taiwan. And yeah, it's not far from Geelong, and it's got a nice little harbour sort of village thing with all the nice boats and stuff. It sort of reminded me of Taichung's port, but then the mountains look kind of European. It was fucking nice little town, whatever. You could go just for that. But yeah, like the village itself was good. But then in this place, there's a... I mean, you've probably seen the picture when you Google Taiwan. There's a rock there, and it's called the Queen's Head Rock, which, rumours had spread that this rock had fallen down in an earthquake, but that's not true. It's there still, and I can confirm it's very much standing and whatnot. And, yeah, one sec, I'll give you a bit of info. All right, here we go. So, Yelio Geopark, often referred to as the Yelio National Park, is a world-renowned cape in the Wanli district of New Taipei City, Taiwan. It's famous for its alien-like hoodoo stones and unique geological formations sculpted by thousands of years of sea erosion and weathering. Yeah, it's fucking cool. It's kind of like the fairy mountains in Gorome in Turkey as well. But this goes on. So the iconic rock formations, the park is divided into three zones, each featuring bizarrely shaped rocks with imaginative names. So there's the Queen Head Rock, the Cute Princess. Other notable shapes are the Fairy's Shoe, Candle Rock, Ice Cream Rock, Dragon Head Rock, Tofu Rock, and there's ancient fossils, bloody, bloody, blah. And I'll be honest, the main rock, the Queen's Head Rock, it looks really similar to all the other fucking rocks. And I was under the impression, right, so from all the pictures and stuff, that I thought this national park was just going to be, you know, a big, beautiful national park with trees and whatever. And then there was the one rock, and that was the one sort of freak formation. And everyone goes there to be like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. But there were loads of them. Like loads of these rocks, and they're all really cool, and they'd all been sort of like weathered in a way that they look like mushrooms and different shapes and stuff. So yeah, and to get a picture with the actual, like the poster boy, the Queen's Head one, there was a massive queue, and we're talking probably about, I don't know, maybe I'm gonna say 50 people sort of around there, maybe not that much, but you know what I mean. It's, and it's got its own little wall around it and shit. So, like, if you do go, just get a picture with any of them. You know, they all look the same kind of thing, and they're all just as amazing. But, yeah, I'm glad I went, and not sure if I go back, but, yeah, there were some nice little trails and stuff and butterflies and cool shit, nice bits of wildlife and little viewpoints and stuff. So, if you can, I'd say go, and then just enjoy the little seaside town and that. And then the geopark is just a little bonus. I think it was only about $100. So what's that? £3-4 or something? It's cheap. So go in there. If you're up on a non-busy day, you'd have the park to yourself. Go early in the morning or something. But yeah, we were there at peak time. So, I mean, it was peak Saturday, which would probably be busy anyway. But then you're talking on the, like, the bank holiday weekend or whatever, the Labor Day weekend. So it was just chocker, but still very cool. And yeah, so those are some recent adventures caught you up on. And once again, you know, I think I always struggle with these ones because it's always just, it's me saying I went here and this was nice, and then I went here and that was nice. But you know, what more can I say, really, if I'm recommending stuff? So, yeah, one day I'll have the Michael Palin chops, and I'll shoehorn in some interviews that I'll have there, and, I don't know, talking, what do you think of the place? And we'll do some live kind of vox poppy opinions at the scene or whatever, but whatever. For now, at this stage, I'm happy to just go to places and then give you a little summary once I'm back or whatever a few weeks later. But lovely time, Yelio and Miaoli. Yeah, go and see them when you come to Taiwan. So again, thanks very much for listening. And as this is it's been a little while since I've recorded, I'm just going to double drop. I'm going to put them both today, like I said, at 2:30 because of my bad tooth. But and over the next few weeks, I'm going to try and get the ratio back. So it's an average of at least one episode a week. So yeah, keep an eye out. There should be more coming soon. And obviously, much more if you're on Patreon, because they're the ones they're properly subscribed in. So I want to give them some good shit. And hopefully I'll get some interviews coming up and we can have some fun. But we'll see. We live, we learn, and it's all fun and games, innit? So once again, subscribe to the Patreon. It's up and running. Extra bits on there soon. And I will say all the best for now. The cat's not looking. The cockroaches have run away. And yeah, I'll catch you all soon. See you later.
Which direction we are going? There's no knowing where we're rowing, or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grizzly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs!